Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promodj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, VikingSunglasses.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com. We're now in session.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for what we have in common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you're enjoying yourself, because right now it's about time for us to do our job. And what our job is not that we sell the beer itself or the beer company. What we're selling is the experience. So always, as a disclaimer of what we're talking about here, guys, is that in fact that all the beers, we're just putting you in an area of understanding. So some of the things you may not understand, certain fruits, flavor profiles, just understand that they're all in good context, unless we say it brings nothing to the party or it's fucking gross, right, Frank?
Yeah.
So right now on the show, we've got a few people here on the set. We got the Sellies running the Snapchat. If you want to get down with us on our Snapchat, OBS Beers. And if you're wondering what other social media that we have, obsbeers.com on the homepage, we have all the social medias that we are prolific in, and you just pick whichever icon, click it, and follow us, message us there. Also, if you need to contact us, obsbeers.com/contact. Now, if you want to check us out personally, if you do, my co-host here, Mr. Frank, actually has his own Twitter handle. Frank, what is your Twitter handle?
GSP163.
Perfect. And you guys can check him out there, message him. And again, if you guys need to contact him, it's obsbeers.com/contact the OBS. All right, guys, so it's all located on obsbeers.com. I want to give a huge shout out to Sean, our engineer. We want to thank you so much for hanging out with us this long in episode 51, man. Chill Over Radio, we want to give you guys a huge shout out for, you know, carrying us. We want to give a huge shout out to the Sellies who run our Snapchat, and she's what we like to say in the industry of radio, she's an asshole, because she basically is a filter whore. And if you're into the Snapchat filters, make sure you follow us there. So also, we also have a live audience of a lot of people watching us on Periscope at OBS Beers. Everything is OBS Beers, if you guys haven't figured it out. So please, by all means, check us out on all facets. Now that we've got that out of the way, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Key. I'm the CEO and founder of obsbeers.com, and I have my co-host, who's also the vice president and COO of obsbeers.com, Frank. Frank, how have you been?
I'm good, buddy. By the way, since we're recording this right around Veterans Day, happy Veterans Day, my friend. Thank you for serving.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I was going to get to that, but yeah. I appreciate it, so we'll go off into another side tangent. We want to say happy Veterans Day to all veterans, past, present, and future. True. Even the ones that are thinking about going. The one thing I could tell you that a lot of soldiers would say to the future. Don't get out. Stay in. If you don't like your MOS or you don't like what branch you're in, just transfer. Do not get out. I'm just telling you, you're just going to be like the rest of us going, should have never got out. I should have retired. So we just, you know, that's one vet to the next future vet. So all those that have fallen, kudos to you guys for protecting the things that we do, which is just the freedoms of just freedoms.
Yeah.
All right. So with that said, Frank, how have you been? I've seen you in a week. What have you been up to?
Doing good, you know, just Vegas's weather's finally starting to change. Oh, it's so nice.
Yes, we're finally have the garage open.
But it's like true desert weather where the mornings are ice cold. And then we're getting into, what, the 70s and 80s, right?
Yep.
Maybe low 80s, high 70s.
Still shorts weather.
This is one of my favorite times of year in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Let your balls hang out in the banana head.
So much better than the summer.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I love the summer. I'm a desert rat, and I love the summer because it's just not cold.
Mm.
I don't really like the cold. I'm tropical. But when we work in this garage during the summer, it has been brutal. We've had many mishaps, like the AC crapped on us.
Oh, that was bad.
And we still had to persevere, and we're sweating.
It was like 110 degrees.
In the garage, and we couldn't even open the garage because then it would just be more amplified, and it was just... It was wonderful. It was good times. Yay, the desert heat. But yeah, this weather right now, it'll hold for the next month or two. Then it'll just be, fuck you, it's cold.
Yep.
I would say February, March. It'll be real nice. Still shorts weather, though.
Yep.
So, Sean, you doing good over there?
Fabulous.
Wonderful. All right, so Frank, today's theme, Miss Selly did it. After the fiasco of the Milkus of 2017, Miss Selly has done it to us one more time. So she randomly grabbed these beers, and then she looked at me and showed me one and go, this is what you get for not liking Milkus.
Yeah, and we're saving that one for last.
No, we're not. We're doing that first.
Oh, okay.
Wait, do you prefer to do it?
No, rip the band-aid off.
You want it? So go first with that one.
Yep.
I don't know. I put my foot in that one in my mouth.
Yeah, we're going first now.
All right. Well, guys, let's rock and roll. All right, Frank. This is a whole hodgepodge of misfits.
Yeah.
This actually is a misfit show. All right. What are we doing?
From Small Town Brewery, Not Your Mom's Apple Pie. Oh, yeah.
Gross.
From McKellar. And this one is from McKellar, San Diego. It's Two-Headed Uklar or Uckler.
Okay.
This one is from our friend Sue in South Africa, all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa, this came. This is Storm Rider Pilsner. From Magic Hat, we've got Hocus Pocus. And from Surly Brewing, we've got Cynicale.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're ripping the Band-Aid off. Not Your Mama's Apple Pie. Frank, you're pretty good at picking the last one. You want to save Sue's for last?
Sure.
All right, so there it is. So we're going to do Sue's beer last, and good luck to us on your mom's apples, dick in the butt. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Maybe I should think about fry speak. Ladies and gentlemen, the song was stuck in my head. The greatest girl power song. Let every 9-year-old hear that song. Maybe You Should Think Before You Talk by Astrid. That's right, guys. Coming up on the next Top 40 here on OBS Beers KKL5, 700 hertz on your AM radio. Right now, we're going to go ahead and move on to our favorite part of the show, and that's consuming beverages. All right, Frank, right now, what's on the top 20?
This is from
Wait, don't you have a radio voice? There you go. Go ahead.
Coming at you from Small Town Brewery. This is called Not Your Mom's Apple Pie.
That's right. Not your mom, not your father, but something in between.
It's 5.5% ABV.
Holler.
If you want more information on these guys, look it up on the fucking internet.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. The fucking internet. Ask Cortana, Siri, or Kiki. That's for all those that live in the hood. Kiki, on all your ghetto burners out there in the hood. Oh, thank you. I can already smell the deprivedness of the beer right now.
Yes.
It smells like, dude, we're out of money. What can we buy? I only have $4. It smells like a $2 six pack.
Looks like a cider.
But we know better.
Yes, we do.
We not going in that van.
I'm very excited for Sean to taste this.
All right. Okay, so we're going to get with Sean in just a moment. So ladies and gentlemen, you need more information. Now here's what's crazy. Small Town Brewery, I believe. Frank, could you pull up your phone real quick?
Yeah.
I want to take a wild guess after you find out who their subsidiary through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take two guesses. All right, I'm going to go with two guesses and I'll go with a hard one on one of them. Let's see if my knowledge is good. Every now and again, I got to challenge myself if I'm not being challenged. Because, hey, you know, they say if you put 10,000 hours into something, you're an actual master of the craft.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing this for quite some time. Sean, you didn't know that? If you put in over 10,000 hours of something, you become the master of that field. That's why journeymen do their things and people who work in the labor and stuff like the unions, they say you have to put in so many hours to be titled.
What? What if you're bad that whole time?
Then you're the master of not doing that job.
But you're still a master.
But yeah, of doing bad shit. All right, Frank, did we find exactly who owns these guys?
Not as of yet.
If you pull up a small town brewery, not your mom's apple pie, I believe you can go through beeradvocate.com.
Yeah, I'm there now.
And it should tell you who the brewery is.
Small town brewery.
Okay. They're owned by one of the two people. In just a moment, guys, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take a guess. I want to either say they're owned by Samuel Adams or Pabst, and I'm going to go with Pabst.
Yeah, I was going to go with Pabst as well.
Yeah, so right now, Frank is taking a look at that. So let's go ahead and get down with the smell until we finally find the answer. So cheers to the smell, guys. It smells like apple cinnamon pie and really, really artificial flavoring. It really smells like fucking cheap beer, honestly. It smells like it's for the masses, believe it or not.
Reminds me of the smell of apple cinnamon oatmeal.
Yes, it actually does smell like that a little bit. It's got a full body to it. It's really weird. I'm still looking for the answer for this. I believe who bought them, I want to say Pabst bought them. There it is. Pabst Brewing Company. They're either partners with them or they bought them to help distribute them. There is a person who has the brewery. There's an actual person's name, but I was wondering who they were under, and it's under Pabst. So that is pretty cool. So those that are PBR fans, you have found it. So we're going to move down to the taste. Now, guys, these beers are designed for mass consumption. The masses, the party time. These make great mixers. You can find all sorts of recipes with these. You can use these for cooking, like in your cheesecakes, your cakes, your brownies, whatever the fuck you want to put on them. They're just that sweet. But in the world of beer itself, this would be on the lower scale.
Yeah,
this is like that low end. It's campy. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna find out right now, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I do not like any of the not yours at all. I think they're just artificially packed with greatness. So here we go. I know it seemed weird, Sean, what I said, but we still have a show to run. Real heavy on the cinnamon.
Yeah. Oof.
Real heavy on the cinnamon. It not only tastes like apple sauce, but chunks of apple. Like, it's way too real. But the back finish is artificial sweetener. Aspartame, whatever, stevia, sweet and low.
Like diet applesauce almost.
All those that love diet applesauce, get your not your mom's apple koosh pie or some shit. It's really not. Look, it's not bad because they're selling it. It's just not our flavor of things. It's just too artificial. If this was... Like, if the aftertaste never happened, I'd be okay with it.
Okay.
I'd be like, oh, it's tastes like... Sean killed it, guys. Because Sean's like, yeah. He just dabbed on the glass. Millennials and their dabs. It's a little too artificial for me, man. It's a headache in a bottle, folks. Too sugary. Frank, how do you feel? You have the sad face. Like, you're disappointed in one of your kids.
You know, honestly, I'm not. Maybe what I'm disappointed in is I don't think it's all that bad.
It's better than most of the shit. I've had the
other not your mother's.
You did?
Yeah, I've had... Or maybe it was not your father's.
The not your father's, yeah.
So I've had the ginger ale.
Those are bad.
The root beer.
It was okay.
And we did 10% root beer.
That one was the best one because it made you forget what you were doing.
But I totally agree with you. This is hangover in a bottle.
Yeah, it's too sweet. This
is bad choices. Yeah.
You're going to wake up wanting to coyote ugly your arm, but then you're just like, you know what? There's still more apple pie in the fridge and you stay a little bit longer and now you get married and now you have kids with her and then you go, what happened? Not your mom's apple pie. This is why you stay away from people's mothers. This is not a MILF. No. This is not a Milkus. Oh, see, today's show has been brought to you by Milkus. It's disgusting. I would drink this over Milkus.
Yeah.
So at least that's a good thing. It gets a 5 on the Milkus scale. Everything from this point forward is based upon would you drink this over Milkus? Guys, that you guys got to check out our YouTube on the Milkus. Man, that's bad. Okay. I'm glad that this broke the ice for today's show, man. I'm really excited about the rest of the goodies. So guys, if you guys get a chance, I'm sure in your area, especially in the U.S., if you see not your mother's apple pie, I'm telling you, don't grab it. OBSBeers.com is telling you, grab it, try it, and then if you really, really hate your friends, always stock that shit up and let them be like, oh man, I ain't got nothing but this apple pie shit. And then if they drink it and you see them constantly going back, they are not your friends. Get them out your house, unfriend them on everything, and say, fuck you and your couch. So we're going to go ahead and break this. All right, Frank, what do you got?
That sounded painful, Daddy.
You know what? I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Nice. Okay.
A little bit above the average. It's really not all that bad. It's not something that I would like to have over and over again.
Right.
But, you know, small little glass every now and then. All right.
It's like medicine. It's time to take your cod liver oil. All right, guys. I'm going to go old school with this, Frank. Yeah. Considering I was doing some cleaning up on YouTube and I watched an old video and there was this thing I used to say if it was a 3.
Yeah.
It brings nothing to the party. It's a 3, guys. It brings nothing to the party. It is what it is. Again, headache in a bottle if you consume way too much of this shit. It's a great experience, but it's a 3. It's gimmicky. It's a cash grab beer. It really is a cash grab. This whole explosion of soda flavored beers have just Harvest, Gone, Mac, Crazy. You can find root beer, orange, grape,
the orange. Sprite. Yeah.
You can find all sorts of these things. And then all of a sudden, now we're going to put... Look, we've had beers that were named after desserts, but come on, it wasn't this sort of campy thing. So this brings nothing to the party. It's a 3. And if you do see it, try it if you haven't. If you have tried and you keep going back, you are now banned from obsbeers.com. You are not our friend.
I think this is the one that might be worth trying.
No.
I think so.
Well, then you guys make a choice right now. You are split and you have to choose which friend you want. By the end of this show, you better make a fucking choice between me or Frank.
We'll be right back.
Don't you do it. All right, guys, it's time for beer number 2. Frank, on tonight's episode, what are we doing?
Okay, this is called Two-Headed Uckler.
Let me see. I'll help you. Uckler, yeah, it's Two-Headed Uckler.
It's brewed by McKellar out of San Diego. It is 6.1% ABV.
That's hot.
If you want more information on these guys, it's McKellar, McKellersd.com.
Fuck yeah. I don't mind a little water in there. Nice color. Yellow. It's a little hazy. And there's some for Sean, yeah.
It's an IPA.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I had said that, but...
No, that's all right.
It is an IPA.
It's 1 pint, tall can.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers to the smell. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and do it. Frank, I'm going to let you go ahead on this one. What do you have on your aromatics?
It comes across kind of piney at first and then goes really citrusy. Lots of grapefruit.
I just almost drunk it. I'm like just talking like, oh, you're just fucking...
Because it sounds so good.
It did. And literally was like this, Frank. Look. Yep. And as soon as it hit my life, I said, oh.
Been there.
Oh my God, that's fucking great, man. You painted a beautiful picture.
So it's... You kind of go through that piney into just plain old grapefruit. I call it yellow grapefruit. You know,
yeah, the plain one, yeah.
Yeah, which is usually kind of bitter.
Right.
Then, to me, it's moving into more like the ruby red area, and then orange and tangerine at the end.
So, the back finish is a wonderful citrus, tropical citrus, of course, what he said. Some may even pull out pineapple.
Mm.
But the cool thing about the aromatic is on this is how floral and detailed it is. It's just fresh. Nice. It smells fresh.
Really nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you, Frank, for painting a beautiful picture.
Sure.
Let's get down to the taste. Nothing but tangerine or orange. Frothy. The peel, still a hint of grapefruit, but I'm leaning towards the orange aspect. The tangerine, the orange, very frothy. The bittering bite on the back end is really nice. It's a little aggressive and slightly sharp, but not enough to make you go, man, that's aggressive. It's just doing its job. It has textbook IPA profiles, but I think the creaminess of that orange or the citrus is shining through. I think that's the star on this bad boy here.
Yeah. It's got a lot of citrus to it. It starts off piney, resiny, oily, and then finishes with that orangey, tangerine-ish taste. But to me, also, it's like fresh squeezed juice where you're getting the pith in it as well. So that bitterness is carrying over.
Right.
Because it is bitter as hell.
Yeah, but it's not aggressive.
No, it's not an unpleasant bitterness. I like it.
I like what you had said previous. Mm. Textbook. And it's got a textbook feel. Guys, we're going to start using some of the same words here. Guys, we can describe an IPA till the fucking our faces turn blue.
Yeah.
IPAs usually run the same gamut of certain profiles, but with this one, we're just talking about the experience. It's just creamy. It's got a little thing on the back end, but overall, just the whole mouthfeel is just really good and citrusy. Sean, you doing okay?
Beautiful.
How do you like it?
It's okay.
Guys, just a heads up. Our engineer is not.
I was watching his face on the Periscope, and he was not liking it.
Yeah, guys, just a heads up. Sean is a trooper. He doesn't drink beer, but at least he comes over and he samples, and that's a cool thing is that he's open to that. It's just that he doesn't drink beer, and it's just funny to watch him. The ones that we don't like, he fucking loves, and the ones that we're like, oh, there's a beautiful picture, check out this artwork by Van Gogh, and he's like, show me a comic book, bitch. Like, yeah. Oh, okay, I see what you're talking about. Sorry, Frank, let's go ahead and rate this bad puppy.
I'm gonna go 4 or 5 on it, which is pretty high, but I think, like Keith said, it's a pretty textbook example of a West Coast IPA. It has some aggression to the bitterness, not a whole lot, but I think this is a really good example of where West Coast IPAs had started.
This just in, Frank, take a big swig.
Big one?
Big one. Kill it. Ruby red grapefruit finish. Distinctive with the bits and everything. That is crazy.
Yeah.
We're over here describing a totally different fucking fruit. And I was just trying to kill the glass so we can move on to the next segment. And I killed it. I'm like, you cannot distinguish that flavor. Yeah. That is ruby red grapefruit with everything.
I think if you let it sit on your palate for a long time, you get more of the bitterness.
Yes.
But when you throw it back like that, that's where you get that sweetness.
Yeah, it's that is ruby red grapefruit on the finish, guys. But you have to like just take like an ounce or two just to experience it. We're not saying slam the whole beer back, but just kill it with that. It's crazy. It's beautiful. Matter of fact, Sean, you ever had ruby red grapefruit before?
Never.
The red grapefruit.
Never.
Okay, I'm gonna pour. Frank, just pour him just a smidge. Just kill it. It'll taste literally like a fruit. Just kill that right there. It'll taste like a fruit. Like you weren't drinking like orange juice with pulp in it. Does it feel like you ate something?
Not quite.
No. Again, guys. Sean doesn't get out much. Okay, that backfired. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and rate this. We'll get you guys moving.
I gave my rating already.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
4.25. No, I did 4.5.
You did 4.5?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hit it with a 4.5 as well. This was very interesting. I like the artwork that's on. It's two-headed dude, and I kind of understand it because this beer can persuade you one way or the other. We're saying a few things, and then if you do something different, you're getting another thing. It's very bipolar. I like it. It's a bipolar beer. So we're going to go ahead and move on to the next beer. We'll see you in just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next on that OBSBeers.com open bottle talk, Frank,
you.
Tell them what's on the next greatest hits right now in the top 20.
This is from Magic Hat Brewing Company out of South Burlington, Vermont.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we just dabbed for you.
This is called Hocus Pocus. It's a wheat ale, and it's 4.5% ABV. If you'd like some more information on these guys, it's MagicHatBrewing.com.
Ask Cortana.
Yeah, just ask somebody.
I happen to like Cortana. One time, me and her. So, that song, Frank, you remember that song, Ride a Horse, Save a Cowboy?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you something right now. I ain't got no horses. I had bulls, and she nasty. She got some bull dick, and I lost her, and then I played the song backwards, got her back, and my dog. Whatever, Frank. Fucking moment of silence on that. It's like, Frank just ignored me like I'm a bad kid.
Totally.
All right, cheers the smell. Dick. Okay, couple of things. It smells like kettle corn. To me, it smelled like kettle corn. Now, for those that may not understand that, I'll switch it on you again. It smells like honey-covered toffee pieces or caramel pieces, but both of them have a similarity smell. There is some honey going on or biscuit. There's also biscuit, so you might be able to pull like a... smells like a wheat then. To me, it smells like a wheat, but the first initial smell, kettle corn. And not saying... Okay, guys, if you guys understand the world of beer, you do not want your shit to smell like popcorn. Frank, do you know why you don't want your stuff to smell like popcorn?
It's an infection.
Yep. So popcorn is a horrible thing.
Popcorn, butter.
Yep. So when we talk about things that are buttery, we're talking about texture. Or if it smells like butter, it's a distinctive smell, trust me, for that. But this really comes across very sweet and malty.
I think it depends what's in it, though, because a lot of times if you use coconut, you get a buttery flavor to it. And I think that's from the cocoa butter.
Yep.
So it's different than, I believe it's diacetyl.
Boom, there's the word, folks. Diacetyl. Look it up. Get there. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So that
looks... It looks like a white almost. As a wheat beer, I would think it would be a little
hazier,
and it's not. And the head is kind of fragile on it.
Yeah, it definitely dissipated way too quick.
And it smells a little spicy.
A little bit. I'd say a little touch of white pepper, and then of course one of the distinctive smells, coriander, a little coriander, things of that nature.
In case I didn't say the name, and I think I didn't. This is called Hocus Pocus.
Oh. We're about to get full.
It's got a picture of a bee on it, so I would think it would be...
Is it West now?
Honey.
Well, yeah. It said it was a honey wheat.
No, it doesn't say it's a honey wheat. It just says it's a wheat ale.
Oh, I thought you said honey earlier.
No.
Oh, well, fucking cross my legs and fucking call me Caitlin.
All right, Caitlin.
All right, here we go. Let's get down to the taste. Okay. Really, really watery. Too watery. Not even to the point where I can enjoy it. It almost has a lager back finish. I'm going to go ahead and say, well, you can taste the wheat. It's very biscuity, bready, and full.
That might be the wheat, though.
The wheat, well, it might be. But as far as honey, it's there. But wash down. It could be honey malt. They could use anything to try to promote the honey. To me, it doesn't even taste raw, like honeycomb.
Yeah.
But the honey's there. It's just... Okay, I think for me and you, I can at least say our palate's a little overdeveloped. So very subtleties could be really strong for other people. So this could be a real sharp honey hit with biscuit, or it could be on the same page, and we're not wrong, about watery. Guys, in the world of beer, what sells is watery. That's what gets you refreshing. That's that after work. That's that six pack. The other beers we talk about are thick and all that crazy shit. That's more of a leisure thing. That's more of a kickback, chill time.
Yeah.
These beers are designed, whether you like them or not, this is for the after work consumer. They remember, they're competing with other big companies, Budweiser, Corona, you name it, the mainstream commercials. Whether the big companies own them, they're still in competition by name recognition.
Yeah.
You want your name out there. So this one's a little too watery, and I think all the flavors fall short, but I get it.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a whole lot to add to that. With Magic Hat, it's kind of hit or miss.
Yes, 50-50 shot on this.
Sometimes you get a Magic Hat beer, and it is absolutely phenomenal. Like Ticket to Rye is one of my favorite beers. I think it's fantastic. But I would agree with you. It's watery, it's lackluster, and it's really not bringing a whole lot to the party. I'm not getting a whole lot of wheat.
It definitely
brings. And I'm not getting any honey at all.
This, again, is one of those beers you put in your fridge.
And let somebody drink it.
Let your friends drink it. Then you go.
After they finish the Not Your Mom's apple pie.
And then you go, you cannot be a part of my friendship tree. And you just start cutting limbs. Yeah, this brings nothing to the party, brother. This is in fact a 3. I'm already moving on.
Go for it.
Guys, it's a 3. It brings nothing to the party. Frank nailed that it is lackluster. That doesn't mean that we're like, don't do it. Go do it. Our palates are different than your palates. Sean made the beautiful face of, yeah, this is gross. His palate's different. But what we're saying is go try it anyway. This thing is just, it's a very sad bottle of beer.
I'm going to give it a 3 as well. It's beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep. I haven't done it in a while, but I would just slam these back. And then just wait a second.
Actually, I don't think I would even slam it back.
I wouldn't let it get room temperature.
No.
I mean, it's room temperature now.
I would ask for a different Magic Hat.
The Ticket to Rye?
Well,
mean like the one I'm sipping on?
Yeah, I've had the Ticket to Rye before, and I think it's fantastic. But even there's others that Magic Hat makes that are great. Like, was it Voodoo?
They can go to obsbeers.com.
Yeah.
And type in Magic Hat in the search bar.
There you go.
And I guarantee you, you'll understand when we're talking 50-50. Half of the videos are raving about what Magic Hat does, and the other half are just like, I promise.
They're an interesting brewery.
And I love them for that. Yeah. I like it to where you can't be phenomenally great all the goddamn time. You got to fuck up at some point. And when you do, it better be great. Guys, we're going to be right back after this commercial.
Hey, dude, you know what beer this is?
Oh, no, all the labels are falling off.
Yeah, or the ink is run.
Well, if it's a pale ale, you're good, but stay away from the quote-unquote Belgian.
Oh, man, this guy needs to get some grog tags.
Grog tags are reusable, write-on, wipe-off, commercial-grade bottle labels for your brew. The guys at Grog Tag are homebrewers. They wanted great-looking, sturdy labels for your bottles, buckets, carboys, kegs, and growlers. They also wanted a label that not only looks good, but can be easily removed and reapplied during bottling, without that nasty glue residue being left behind. No residue, water resistant, and ice chest approved. Grog tags stay on in water or an ice chest, and they stay legible. Visit grogtag.com to customize your label or coaster from dozens of different templates for free and see how awesome your bottles can look.
Ugh, it's that pseudo-Belgian.
Yeah, we're getting him some grog tags, dude.
Grog tag. At least your beer will look good. Grogtag.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you guys know we're glad you're here. Today's show has been all about what the fuck we do and how we fucking handle it. If you don't understand how motherfucking dope we are, then you a motherfucking crumb, homie. Up next on the motherfucking top 20 list here on obsbeers.com's Open Bottle Talk, hosted by chilloverradio.net. If y'all don't fuck with them, then you hate babies. Where you want to crush theirs. You want to curb babies. You curb babies if you don't get down with chilloverradio.net. And people go, that's so insensitive. Who would do it? People who don't like chilloverradio.net. And also, if you think our show is offensive or we say unsavory things, then I guess you weren't really paying attention to our intro.
Pay attention.
Uncle Joe lays it on you right now. So, Frank Aruna Duty D.
You.
Instead of curbing babies, let's drink this beer. What are we doing?
This is from Surly Brewing Company out of Brooklyn, New York. It's called Cynic Ale. It is 6.5%. ABV, 33 IBUs. If you want more information on these guys, it's www.surlybrewing.com.
Interesting fact about this particular beer, Frank.
Yeah.
I picked this beer up in Arizona. It was sold in a total. Oops. It was sold at a Total Wine in Phoenix.
I poured one out for the homies.
Love the homies. It's amazing that it was only a few hours away from town.
Yeah.
Where we're at, and we can't even get Surly out here. We can't even get motherfucking Surly.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. As soon as I saw it, I bought all the Surly they had, and another company that they had that we don't get was Bell. So I ended up purchasing all the Bells that was in the building. Needless to say, it was about a $300 bill later, but we had the money for it for the show.
Right.
But yeah, it was interesting. Because Surly, I'm a huge fan of their Darkness line. Really beastly beer. Every year they do a different theme on their labels, like a Halloween theme and stuff like that.
Right.
And I had a chance to do it with Lock and Load on Periscope, one of the Surlys.
Right.
And I was so impressed with it. I'm like, dude, my dude, you got to get me Surly as much as you can. I'll pay you and whatnot. And he's been helping us out. But coming across this one, I bought it while I was in the store. I was like, you know what, I can, you know, save him on postage. And
yeah,
it was really cool. So, all right. So that was a little side tangent on that, and I just wanted to share that, like, sometimes this beer game is a tough game to play.
Yeah.
As beer reviewers or beer critics, we're all competing for your listening pleasure, your visual pleasure, and some of them get some of the greatest beers. They got a great support system, and they've got a great relationship, and then you got people like us who are, like, in the middle. We're not the bottom of the totem pole, but we're right in the middle, and it's hard to get these beers, because they're not here. So if you were located somewhere in the central of the U.S., your chances of grabbing everything is pretty good.
Yeah.
Or even on the East Coast. There's great beer communities on the East Coast. I think it's starting to pick up on the West Coast for beer trades, like really picking up. So it's, we do have a couple of people that are doing beer trades with the West Coast now, and they're always sending me pictures about beers. I'm like, oh man, we can get that. And it's really cool that they were thanking us that thanks for connecting us. So that's the Surly story, and I'm sticking to it. Time for the smell. Very malty, very delicious. It's almost like, I don't know what type of biscuit that would be. Almost like a sugar cookie, a biscuit.
Lord of Dunes.
Lord of Dunes. The shortbread.
Shortbread.
Shortbread. It's almost like a shortbread Lord of Dunes. What's the name of the cookie?
Lorna Dune.
I love her cookies.
Yes.
Man, that's what it smells like to me. Oh, Lorna Dune shortbread cookie. It smells like shortbread. It smells almost apple cider-ish a little bit on that sweet finish, but it's bready. It's got a full, it's the malt profile is what I'm being pulled back from. It's pretty intense.
Yeah, it's really bready, yeasty. It smells Belgian.
There it is. For some reason, I'm talking about cookies as a fat dude, and then you're right, Belgium, that there's Belgium yeast.
Yeah.
Or esque. We don't know. We didn't read it. Anything else? All right, let's go for it. I bet you I'll taste it. Belgium yeast. That's identifiable. The metallic grittiness over the top of your tongue to the roof of your mouth. The malt, though, is still impressive. It is sweet. Some may say applesauce. Some may say honey. Some may say nectar. Bready. It's full. Man, it's a beast. I like it. It's got a great mouthfeel on this. It's really interesting.
It tastes straightforward Belgian. I don't think that's what they were going for.
No.
I got a little bit of a peek at the can itself, and I don't think they were going for a straight Belgian, but that's what it's coming across as.
Yes. It almost tastes like a Trappel a little bit, and the longer that it sits on my palate, I'm pulling dark fruits out of this. I'm definitely getting plums, prunes, figs, dates. It's almost like a washed out barley wine, if that makes sense, with Belgium yeast. It's got some really thick properties going on here for such a very clear beer. It's beastly. I like it. I think the name works great for it. I really do. It's Surly knows how to deliver, not only visually, but it's just a stunning beer overall. Is there anything we might want to know about this?
Belgian yeast, honey, and black pepper.
I'm not getting a lot of spice.
Floral, apricot, and peach notes.
Okay, I could see that a little bit. Maybe that's where the sweetness is that's blending in with the malt. It's a little washed out for me. I can't taste that, but we were close.
Yeah, to me, it comes across just straight Belgian.
Yeah, I can't go wrong with this. It's very nice. It's beautiful. Let's go ahead and rate it.
Yep, I'll go 3.75. For someone who has not had a Belgian before, I think this would be a good start for them. It's got a sweetness to it. The malt is super, super sweet. That Belgian yeast always has a characteristic of breadiness. So, yeah, you can't go wrong.
No, I can't go wrong with it. I'm going to surprise you with this.
Yep.
I want to give it a 4.3.
Wow.
I think because of its intricate aromatics
mm-hmm.
down to the palate, you're going to pull something great out of this whole whole entire thing. And at the ABV, it's just super enjoyable. I really like it. I pull the washed out barley wine out of it. It's got a Belgium. You know I'm a sucker for the Belgium.
Yep.
And it's just overall extreme goodness. I really enjoy it. I'm going to say it like the millennials do. This is fire. I know, I felt bad saying it, too. All right, guys.
What the fuck that means.
It's lit.
Oh, okay.
AF.
Oh, AF.
Yeah.
Now I'm there.
Yeah, great. Fucking hate these people. Eventually, Frank, you know, look, we come from the world of cursive. Remember yes. They used to beat it on us?
Yes.
Now cursive got thrown out the window.
Yep.
Now full talking disclosure in emails and texts is basically shorthand calligraphy.
My kids are actually learning cursive.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Is that in school or at home?
In school.
What happened?
I don't know.
We'll be back while we ponder on that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Right now, we're on the last beer. We want to thank the most beautiful woman out there who never scopes. We want to thank out Miss Sue, or as her friends call her in the hood of Durban, Africa. They call her Susu, not Shushu, because that's African for pee. All right, Sue, we want to thank you for this beer. Your contribution has came all the way from South Africa several months later. Frank, what are we drinking from South Africa?
Okay, this is from the Red Rock Brewing Company.
Yeah.
This is called Storm Rider Pilsner.
I like that.
It's 4.0% ABV.
Oh my God, that is too big for us.
If you want more information on these guys, it's redrock.co.za.
LMNOP.
Something like that.
God, that's a .com, motherfucker. All right, so we want to thank Miss Sue. That's nice. Oh, nice, clean, crisp, beautiful. It's yay. Okay, pour it.
I gave the engineer too much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't know, Sean is a very green person. He rode his bike here. And I said, why do you not drive your car? He goes, carbon footprint, bitch. I said, I get you, player. I get you. All right, guys. Cheers to the smell. Thank you, Sue. Okay, another winner from Africa, man. Like, so far, every beer that we've done from South Africa has so far smelled phenomenal. This malt profile is just soft, fluffy, honey, malty, bready, biscuity, honeycomb. Just
caramel.
Caramel, toffee. Guys, whatever you pull from the aromatics, it is so well-prepared aromatics of sweetness. It will blow your fucking mind away. And we're not just saying this because we actually do adore Sue. It is a well-put-together beer. And if you guys check out any of our other reviews from South Africa, you will understand it's the same goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Taste it?
Taste it.
Let's do it. Wait, are we tasting this or Sue?
This.
I love his hesitation. That has got to be the most creamiest caramel I've ever had. It almost tastes like caramello. You ever had one of those caramello candies? That a little... So I want to incorporate chocolate in this a little bit.
I can see that.
There's like this weird creamy, milky, milk chocolatey caramel thing going on. I don't want to capitalize on the chocolate part. I want to capitalize on this toffee caramel thing. It is literally still hanging in my mouth and it's thick. And the hang time on this is beastly, man. This is probably by far one of my favorite beers. What flavor is this?
It's a Pilsner.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm thinking it's in the ale family.
No.
This is in the lager family. I don't like the lager. I like this. See, I always told you, I like Pilsners. And this does not taste like a Pilsner. It doesn't taste like a lager. I don't have anything that would gear me to say that it was cold. Like, it doesn't give me that.
No, it comes across more like a cream ale.
Yes, it's weird. And it is fucking delicious.
It is really, really good. It's got a little of the spice, and maybe it's because we're used to American Pilsners.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Actually, hit it one time.
But it is a little on the spicy side.
You're going to get the metallic finish like a Pilsner normally does. You're going to get that metallic.
Yeah.
So that sort of lemon metallic is usually how I associate a Pilsner over a lager, is that lemon metallic.
But it still comes across as creamy and caramel.
Yeah. Sipping wise, ale. Consumption wise, Pilsner.
Yeah.
So I can see this. Man, this thing is another number one hit, right? And another one. Guys, that soundbite was brought to you by Key. If you watch us on Periscope, he looks like DJ Khaled. Let's rate. I'm loving this. I'm going to hit it with a 4 or 5.
Okay.
It's beautiful. For a Pilsner and a lager family, for it to confuse me, which is great. I love not reading labels. Well put together. It is stellar, man. I like it.
Yeah, I'll go 4 or 5 as well. Well above average. Again, it comes across more of a cream ale because it is sweet. Just a little bit of spice. Not a whole hell of a lot, but creamy as if maybe there was lactose involved in it.
Yes. Nice. Well put together. All right. So, are we good?
Good enough.
All right, guys. We'll be back for 2 for the road. All right, guys, it's time to get you guys out of here. We appreciate your time. Frank, do we appreciate their time?
Appreciate it.
Sean, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Chill Over Radio, we appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
Miss Ella, we appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
Sleepy Time Chris, we appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys, two for the road. All right, Frank, I'm going to hit you. Ready?
Yeah.
Out of all these beers here, okay,
mm-hmm.
we're going to go ahead and go back to when you were young.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to where you're standing outside of a corner store.
Yeah.
You're fishing for someone to buy you beer. These beers are located in the store, and you got enough to buy a 20 pack.
Mm-hmm.
Which beer are you going to convince an adult to buy an underage, such as yourself, beer back in the day?
All right, so now I'm young, below the drinking age.
Below the drinking age.
Teenager.
Okay, wait. Can't do not your mom's apple pie.
That's impossible.
You got good. That's the point.
Oh, absolutely. I would have put that in the rat trap of my bicycle, my 10 speed, and driven off of it.
Well, what else are you going to put in your fucking rat trap? Yeah, I knew I was going to burn myself. I was like, oh, he's going to go for the apple pie.
Probably the Hocus Pocus.
Okay, why?
I think it would be cheaper than the rest. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, I mean, you could have any of these. It doesn't matter the price, but you can only afford, you know, a big pack of them. Hocus Pocus, all right. It feels cheap. I like the way you think when you were young.
Bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm. What can you do for me, Mr. Frank?
Let's see. Talk to me more about the two-headed Uckler.
Well, I could do that for you. Well, please. What's interesting about the beer that we were discussing in this episode was the fact that it's bipolar. You know what I'm saying? It switches on you.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's ice cold, room temperature, fast consumption, slow consumption, you're getting something completely different each and every time. And I think the more we kept drinking, the more we kept finding shit. Mm-hmm. So it was like a never-ending like pursuit of just flavors and things of just, man, give me more. We were literally, if you look at the can, he's chasing that dragon.
Yeah.
And I could see that. We were chasing the first couple initial hits. We were chasing what more is there? What's more? Give me more. I think that's what made the beer phenomenal was how versatile it was.
Okay.
All right, Frank.
Yeah.
All these beers.
Yeah.
Okay? We're not going to exclude any of this time.
Mm-hmm.
You're at your daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
You knew she was marrying the wrong guy, but
right.
she's happy. That's your baby. And you had a choice to get really blackout drunk.
Yeah.
Which one are you doing it with? Because you're just like, fuck.
Well, let's see. So my daughter is marrying somebody that I don't care for.
Correct.
So is it safe to say that I'm not enjoying myself?
No, you are not. Well, you're happy because it's her wedding day.
Right.
And you've got to put a face on.
But I'm not enjoying it.
Fuck no. And Molly's really calming you down like, honey, don't rape this young man.
So then I'm going to go for the Storm Rider Pilsner.
Okay.
Because I really did enjoy that, and I might as well enjoy it.
You got a good point there, so fuck it. You might as well, right?
Yeah.
All right, Frank, last one for me. What do you got, brother? Not your mom's apple pie? No, I'm just kidding.
Let's see. Which of these would you have funneled when you were a teenager?
Are you kidding me? All right. Unfortunately, back in the day, I didn't know shit. It would have to be the apple pie.
In a funnel.
Ooh. Like, because, I mean, even when I was younger, I didn't really like the St. Ives.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like all the fruity shit.
Right.
I was like, just give me a beer. I'm a Budweiser grew up kid. I'm a classic kid.
Right.
So if we're going to call it, I'm a classic mainstreamer.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was at a party, which I probably was, I don't remember, and it's time to funnel that shit.
Right.
We funnel in Not Your Mom's Apple Pie because the goal is to get fucked up at the party. And then we're popping Quaaludes in the butthole. We're fucking soaking tampons in vodka. We're fucking having a good time.
Okay.
As Bill and Ted once said, excellent party time.
Excellent.
I love being a turtle, I think they said. I'm not too sure. All right, guys. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. We want to thank everybody who is in part putting their hands all up in our show. Putting your hands all inside of our cookie jar. Now, if you want to be a part of what we do, and you really want to get all up in our drama, head over to obsbeers.com. Now, on the homepage, you have a couple of options. We've got beer reviews. Check out our events. Now, let's get down to some real nosy shit. Right on the homepage is all of our social media we are extremely active in. Click on them. They're clickable, motherfuckers. And go ahead and follow us. Message us. Also, if you're checking us out here and you're listening to us through chilloverradio.net and you somehow get lost, you can also find our podcast located on the homepage as well, and it'll take you right back to chilloverradio.net. If you need to contact us for any reason, big or small, beer related or not, you can hit us up on our contact page on obsbeers.com. Listen, we want to thank everybody for hanging out with us, and it was a hell of a show. I really do appreciate it. Beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
We'll check you guys later.
Peace.
Fuck off. Bye.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.